All right, folks, it is. Hold that thought. Damn, really, hold that thought. Friday, August the 20th, 2021. I know I should have knew that date because of everything that's been advertised tonight. But before I get into everything, tonight we'll be going over NXT TakeOver predictions, SummerSlam predictions. I was going to go over like SmackDown review and Rampage review and all that other stuff. But it's really no purpose, seeing as that I actually was strategic. Because like I said, sometimes I get real strategic with these shows. And I tell you, oh, I'm going to do the show this day and that day and all that other stuff. Everything else should fall in place the way it's supposed to now. I was only kind of strategic with everything this week. As far as like, I was supposed to do a show. I think I did a show, Monday night or Tuesday? Because I think I did Raw. But I didn't do a show since then. You know, I didn't do a show since the Raw review, which I was actually like kind of pissed that I did do. But I was like, I had to put up a show, right? And then I went and I watched NXT, and I was looking at everything, and I was just like, okay, I'll probably do a show the day after. I'll do a show after Dynamite. That's what I said. So then I watched Dynamite, and I seen how AEW kind of tread water on Wednesday, which I wasn't really too mad at their show because of everything that was built up for tonight, which we're definitely about to get into. But I'm telling you how I was about to do the shows first. So I did the show. I didn't do the show. I looked at everything, and I was like, well, I could do the show, but who's really going to be interested in, you know what, Monday Night Raw being Monday Night Raw? You look at NXT. NXT was pretty much going to just do their thing, you know, just because they had a, you know, go-home show. I looked at Dynamite, and I knew Dynamite was going to try to kind of, they were going to kind of trade water for the most part. And then I watched SmackDown tonight. Well, let me get into Dynamite. I looked at Dynamite and I seen everything that was going on. I was like, wasn't a bad show. Wasn't really an overall good show, in my opinion. But it wasn't really a bad show at all. It was just more of those shows where it's like, they got some good matches and everything. But when I think of shows that's like weekly episodic, which I'll get into a little bit more, I just think that they need to actually start doing that, which I'm about to get into tonight. Because I think the dynamic of everything tonight and everything that everybody was saying and what Tony Khan kind of put out and all that other stuff, everything is about to change, okay? And I watched SmackDown tonight, and I was just looking at SmackDown. I was like, okay, I get it, but let's not linger on a little bit more, less than what it is. CM Punk is back, folks, and he is back in the wrestling world. He is back. Hold on, folks. We got some ambulances going off. He's back in AEW, okay? Not saying that he was ever in AEW, but he's back. But he's back in AEW. And CM Punk pretty much came out to the fans. And like I said before, I'm a fan at heart. I'm not going to say I went ape shit, but like I said, I will say my mouth was dropped only because I kind of... The thing is, you see it coming. It was like one of those things where it was like, okay, you can see it coming, but you got to see it to believe it type thing. And when it happened, you're more like, okay, I can't believe this shit because this man been gone for so long. And when they say 7 years, it seemed like it was, okay, it seemed like he was gone for longer than 7 years, right? I was counting damn near fucking, you know, I had to actually count the years when they kept saying 7 years. I'm like, okay, it was 7 years, but it's like it was longer. I think the only guy, and I was thinking about it the other night, I was like, okay, and I can't, and I don't want to like to go on the internet to do this shit. I like to go by my brain. If I'm thinking about it, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, who had a longer, you know, away from wrestling longer than anybody. And I'm talking like mainstream wrestling, like on main TV, not that, you know, on Independence and, you know, New Japan and all that other stuff. I guess we would say what, Brett or the Ultimate Warrior. Probably the Ultimate Warrior probably had like longer, and probably Brett than probably CM Punk. I mean, if you're talking like mainstream guys, not, you know, if you're looking at it, because I think what Brett, if you're talking like mainstream, WCW was probably the last time we seen him before he came back in 2010, because the last time we seen Brett was like the year 2000 on mainstream wrestling, and not the induction of the Hall of Fame. That doesn't count. Talking like in the ring, cutting a promo, you know, that more seems like it's whole for wrestling fans when they get in the ring and cut promos. You know, because you can get inducted into the Hall of Fame all you want. That's different. You're more like, you know, I deserve this shit. Like, when you get in the ring, it seems like it's more different. The Ultimate Warrior, I'll say the last time we see him on, like, mainstream wrestling was, like, what, 98 before he came back in 2014? So probably the Ultimate Warrior is probably the longest guy, I'll say. But it's not getting all that. CM Punk came out. Obviously, the crowd was going to be what the crowd was going to be. You couldn't, and I've seen people online, it was like, I don't think CM Punk's coming back. He wouldn't come back. Why would he come back? It just doesn't make sense. I'm telling you, AEW was not going to advertise this show like the way they advertised it without saying the CM Punk name, because they were real kind of, in my opinion, for the day and age that we live in, AEW was very quiet far as like non-internet and everything, but like on TV and even non-internet, because even when you got guys interviewed, like I think Chris Jericho got interviewed a few days ago, and I think CM Punk, they was like, everybody was kind of on a hush-hush, even though we as fans kind of knew, like, oh, but he signed though, you know, because we're waiting for Daniel Bryan too, but it was like he signed. You know, because CM Punk was like the most, like the biggest sign besides Daniel Bryan, because Daniel Bryan is more like, thank God, you know, like he'll get a big pop too. But with CM Punk, it was more like, oh my God, really? You know, they couldn't advertise this United Center first dance. We sold out all these tickets. It's a 1-hour show for wrestling, right? Like people are leaving the United Center as I'm speaking. It's probably already empty. They got their fill in the first 10 minutes. They paid tickets for the first 10 minutes or 15 of this guy talking, which I tuned in. I watched SmackDown to get ready for this shit. I was like, let me get SmackDown in, because I knew SmackDown wasn't going to really be pretty much a bad show. And the guy came out the way I knew CM Punk was going to come out, because I'm a CM Punk fan, folks. And I've been waiting for CM Punk to come back for so long. And I'm like, damn. It's CM Punk. I can't, you can't make it, you can't make it no different than that. And he came out and he cut, nobody interrupted him. It was just Darby Allin and Sting up top in the rafters, just looking on, and he acknowledged them. But other than that, he didn't get interrupted. It was perfect. It wasn't no, you know, what if, you know, Kenny Omega come out and play the music and all that other stuff, which I would have loved that too. But it wasn't even that. It was that CM Punk come out, let him get his just due. And of course we knew he was going to bash WWE without bashing them. If you're a wrestling fan, you understand that. You can bash a person without really necessarily bashing them. And pretty much what he said was, I left pro wrestling and 2005, and I came back to pro wrestling in 2021, pretty much making WWE non and void and everything that he did, which I'm not even upset at. I'm looking at it like, I mean, oh, he had his matches in WWE and everything, but I mean, you're back and you got a chance to bash the damn company that pretty much almost caused you your health. And I'm not against WWE at all. I'm looking at WWE more like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do against this? Because they finally have a guy, like AEW has a guy, like you can hang it, like I said before, and I've said this for months, Matter of fact, I said this for months since I've been doing this show, but I've been saying this for a couple of years since AEW has pretty much came on the scene since Dynamite. You can get all the Darby Allins, and not even the Darby Allins, because he's like an original if you look at WWE. But you can get all the John Moxleys and Chris Jerichos and all these guys all you want. When it comes to the microphone shit, it's not on the level of a CM Punk that can pretty much grab WWE by the throat and rip them inside out and tell them, yeah, we got to change what the fuck we're really doing over here. Because even though I know last week, I think John Cena came out and on SmackDown and he said what he had to say on SmackDown, and he pretty much layer by layer said everything he said against the CM Punk thing and what Money in the Bank 2011 and everything, and there you go. He was like, I should win the title, go to another place and kiss the company goodbye while I go out the ring and all this other stuff. So that's what CM Punk did in 2011 of Money in the Bank. You have a guy that this is pretty much, and I don't want to say he's on that level, but I can pretty much kind of, because I look at CM Punk and Roddy Piper the same way. These guys did things their way, and they will always do things their way. And I look at it more like it was like WCW signing Roddy Piper, and they got that guy to come in and talk shit back and forth with Hogan. Now, obviously, AEW don't have no Hogan, but they got CM Punk, though. And CM Punk can say things and, twist it around and make fans look like, which makes me look at AEW differently now, because I'm looking at it more like, okay, you have a guy that can really talk on the mic. Like, and I'm talking before WWE, but he gotten more better on the mic since he's been everywhere else before he got to WWE and after he left WWE. He's gotten better. And even after he left WWE, he's probably gotten even better. We don't know. We'll see Wednesday. He's pretty much fighting Darby Allin at All In. That's pretty much what we got. But you got a guy now that can make storylines interesting in AEW now. Because that was pretty much the problem that I had with AEW the whole time. I mean, they tried the storyline thing, but now you got a guy that's just going to carry the mic and just pretty much try to make everybody get to a whole nother level. Like, because right now, CM Punk is on a whole different level than everybody else in AEW when it comes to that microphone. We already know he can wrestle. It doesn't even, like, take a rocket science to know. Well, CM Punk can wrestle. He's a whole different level of microphone guy when it comes to everybody else. I love Britt Baker, and I love her. I love what she's doing on the mic. She's probably the best female talent that they have as far as the microphone goes. Like, she's dating, I think she's engaged, as a matter of fact, with Adam Cole. So, and he's, like, awesome on the mic. She's awesome on the mic, too. That's female. I'm talking guys. Like, when you see John Moxley get on the mic, it's kind of a struggle a little bit to me. I don't care what nobody says. It's kind of a struggle to me. But then when I see CM Punk get on there, he hasn't been there in years, and it's just like, it's smooth. It just rolls right off the tongue, folks. And you know AEW ain't giving him no script. So settle up and be ready, because CM Punk is here, and we're about to be in for a ride. And I'm not saying that to be funny, and I'm not saying that to be like, oh, wrestling talk. I'm saying that like, for us, like, WWE, they'll load up and be ready, because they got some guys, but AEW's got to get these guys on the microphone on the same page, because right now we know for a fact they're not going to have Darby Allin go back and forth for him on the microphone right now. That's just not going to happen. And I love Darby Allin. But to survive on the microphone with CM Punk is not right. And even if they say, well, we got Sting. Sting couldn't even hang with CM Punk on the mic. I don't even think he can hang with him in the ring. It was perfect. It was everything that we said. You don't even have to go over anything else on Rampage. All I got to do right now And I was pissed. I didn't see a crying fan in the middle of the, you know. I mean, I know he's probably a big CM Punk supporter and everything and everything. I wouldn't have been crying, though. Like, that's a little too much. But I did kind of go a little ape shit. Like, as soon as the music hit, I said, all I got to do is see the man. Because maybe it is a, you know, tactic the way you get what you call to get more heat and then maybe CM Punk about later in the show. Which I would have loved, but, you know, it's perfect for AEW. I'm loving AEW. Like, I've been saying it. They gotten all these signings. Now they just got to do something with the signings. It's one of those buzzworthy things that every podcaster needs to go out here and talk about. There's nothing else to be said about that. For shits and giggles, I guess I'll go over the NXT TakeOver, you know, the TakeOver stuff real quick. The matches, who I think will win and win. Mostly, I'm going to gloss over these. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much, on the main card, we got 5 big matches. In total, we got 6. We got Trey Baxter versus Ridge Holland. I don't really know who's going to win. I'm just picking Ridge Holland. You know, not really, you know. Walter versus Dragunov. I want to go with Dragunov just because I think at this point in time, I think Walter had the title long enough. And that's just personally me. But at the same time, they've both been advertising, both of them guys, like shit on the daggone actual NXT card, which they might put both of them on there, so I don't know how they're really going to do that. But I will pick Dragunov only because I think Walter had it long enough. Just put him on the regular NXT show so he can actually compete against the actual title because, you know, I'll get into much of that later. You got Raquel Gonzalez versus Dakota Kai. I just think Gonzalez is going to retain. I think they're going to turn this mostly into a feud. You know, maybe Gonzalez, maybe, a, you know, disqualification or something. I don't know. Then you got LA Knight versus Cameron Grimes. I think Cameron Grimes will win. I think they'll be done with the whole him being a butler against LA Knight because I'm going to be honest with you. I like Cameron Grimes, but I'm not a fan of LA Knight and the whole him being a butler thing. It was like, I guess people probably like, you shit, you don't want to shit on it too much, but I'm just not a fan of the whole storyline. I can get with him giving me Cameron Grimes as a more sympathetic guy, which I can believe. But you know, I just want him to win just because. Then you have Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole in a pretty much a, you know, 3 stages of hell match. That's pretty much what this is. I don't know who's going to win. I'm going to just go off the limb and say Adam Cole only because of everything that's went on. He's got momentum on his side. They might call him up to the big roster soon, probably. And I don't know, people are like, well, if they call him up to the big roster, he might lose. Not necessarily, you know. We've seen some things where Kevin Owens was still the champ and, you know, he was on Raw winning while he was still the champ. And then I think, you know, Samoa Joe will beat Karrion Kross because he's already on the main roster too. But just because I think they might just bring Walter down and they might have Walter beat Samoa Joe just because Walter is a imposing figure. Sorry if I'm running through everything tonight, folks, because like I said, I got a big show to do tomorrow for SummerSlam goals because, and like I said, I already didn't like the big talk. For CM Punk goals for AEW, it's just, you know, you kind of look at everything and you just like what else really trumps that? And I hate to do that, but you know. So we got a total of 10 matches for SummerSlam. It's loaded like WrestleMania. So I'm going to load this. I'm going to try to do this in the order that they'll probably do this in. Pretty much the 2 main event matches, I think there's going to be main events, or the 2 world title matches, I'm going to do last. Everything else, I'm going to just do it like how it is on the list I got. So we got a triple threat match for the Raw Women's title for SummerSlam. This is the SummerSlam preview, folks. I got Nikki Ash versus Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. I want to say I think Charlotte Flair will win, but the fact that I'm keep hearing, like I heard rumors that Becky Lynch is in the going probably be more likely in the backstage on SummerSlam and everything. And considering what we saw tonight on Rampage, I would think that WWE might pull the trigger, because the only other person I can see them bringing back for them for their show, only two people that can come back and probably make an impact, and they're both women. And I know one of them is not happening. Ronda Rousey, which is not happening. And Becky Lynch, what could happen. But I don't know if that's going to happen. If they do do that, I will go with Charlotte Flair. But I'm going to go with my gut and say Charlotte Flair. And not just because I'm thinking of, you know, what you call it, Becky Lynch the night after. I'm just or two nights after. But I'm thinking more of the sense of everything that's been happening. Nobody's not really feeling Nikki Ash, and it's just like it's been a buzzkill since, but they can really do something with, like, give Charlotte the title or whatever, because it's more money making if you do Charlotte versus Becky, because who want to see more out of all these matches besides Ronda Rousey's not there. The money match is really Charlotte Flair. I mean, not Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey, but Ronda Rousey's not there. So the only other money match is Charlotte Flair, only because Charlotte Flair couldn't keep Becky's name out of mouth. But I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair and win that match. We got the Usos versus the Mysterios. I think the Usos are going to retain. We had Becky Lynch versus Sasha. I think Bianca will retain. I think they'll extend a feud. It'll be a long-lasting feud. If Bianca win, it'll probably be by schmoz or something. But it'll be a good match. We got Edge versus Seth Rollins. I think Edge will come out the victor. I'm not really surprised even if Seth Rollins come out the victor. They can go so many ways with that match. If they go Seth Rollins, that might be because Seth Rollins might really take Edge out the match. Like, take him out, and then we might get a long-lasting feud, which I'm not opposed against, because Edge and Seth Rollins are so believable in this damn rivalry. You know, as far as hating each other, it's ridiculous. I can see them having Seth Rollins take Edge out, and Edge might be gone for a few months, and then he might come back or something like that. Sheamus versus Damian Priest. I'm going to predict Damian Priest wins the match. I think he'll get the slow build, only because I think it's going to be to something even greater, which I'll get into later in the year. As a matter of fact, I can get into it now. I don't want to even give it a surprise. I think they can just get into the whole Damian Priest thing and try to build him up, so people can really start to really like him, because I like Damian Priest. And hopefully they can just get him to win the damn Royal Rumble. You know, build him up like the smart way, just slowly, but maturely. Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal. Drew McIntyre going to win. Alexa Bliss versus Eva Marie with Doudrop. I think Alexa Bliss will win, and not because of her doll that makes people wink. I think it'll be because Doudrop is sick of Eva Marie's shit. You got AJ Styles and Omos versus RK Bro. Obviously, I think AJ Styles and Omos will keep the titles because, let's be honest, Randy Orton is not the tag team specialist, and it's still a story to be told between AJ Styles and Omos. Then you had Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg, which I believe Bobby Lashley won't win because Bobby Lashley's going to be on the tear. I was going to go to Goldberg route because I was going to think that Big E might cash in his title. I mean, in his Money in the Bank, but I don't even know if he got his Money in the Bank back tonight. Because like I said, I was so in and out of SmackDown, it was like ridiculous. I was just waiting for Rampage to start. And then once the beginning of Rampage was kind of over, like the first 20 minutes, I like said, fuck everything. But I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley, the smart money. And then I'm going to go with Roman Reigns versus John Cena. I want to say John Cena so bad, but I don't know how long John Cena will be there. I don't know. Everything might change now since what happened tonight on AEW. But I'm going to go with Roman Reigns only because, to me, it's just the best. It's the perfect way to just end it in SummerSlam. And he's been on a tear for us, how he's been doing things. But like I said before, everything might change now. You don't know. Vince might change some things because, like I said, it's been a long time since Vince actually had competition in his face that make him question his ideas and everything. But I know he's been on the record of saying AEW is not a competition and all that other smack. But I will tell you, this is the first time in about 20 years since Vince had another company in his face that made him change his judgment about shit. Remember the Montreal Screwjob? He pretty much did that because Vince was getting his ass whipped and Brett, you know, wanted to go to WCW, so Vince had to take a leap of faith and screw him, you know? Vince had to take a leap of faith with a lot of shit back in the day. Understand what I'm saying? So let's not, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's not like, it's not on that level yet. But I would think Vince would be like, yeah, let's try to. So a lot of things that I said tonight, it makes sense in the hindsight of, let's say, before WWE. This, I picked everything for as before even WWE, but before AEW even came into the picture and started doing shit. Okay? That's how I picked everything. But I'm starting to look at it more like, you know, let's see what happens, because I'd rather be more surprised and shocked than to be right. So that's pretty much it tonight, folks. I didn't want to get into everything. I pretty much went into what I wanted to get into. CM Punk is back. He'll be on Dynamite on Wednesday, which means we might get a better week of wrestling, because I thought this week was going to be the best week of wrestling. I should have thought about it. Next week might be a little bit better because now we're about to get CM Punk on pretty much two nights of all AEW TV, live TV, might I add. And we get to pretty much see how Vince reacts to everything starting tomorrow night, going into Monday and next Friday, not necessarily NXT days. You can always listen to me on anchor.fm/myopinionblack, or you can listen to me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. I'm sorry this show wouldn't be a little bit longer. Trust me, the shows will start being longer next week. This week was just all about CM Punk, and I already talked all I need to talk about. I don't need to talk it into ad nauseum, because we got other shows out there that's going to pretty much talk about this stuff and get into even more stuff, because I don't really necessarily get into all the backstage, you know, exclusives and everything. I let the professionals really deal with that. And when I mean professionals, I mean the guys that I actually listen to. I just like to do this show for fun and give you my reactions on everything. And I was actually fucking happy that CM Punk came back. To tell you the truth, it's good for wrestling. I think it's really good for wrestling. I think it's going to probably be more likely good for WWE. I hope we get some good-ass wrestling. I hope more fans tune in, you know, and hopefully AEW turn their shit around. AEW, more likely, just turn their shit around and get more storylined in, because CM Punk is here. And like I said, hearing him on the mic tonight pretty much showed me, I'm like, okay, AEW got to get these guys together, okay? Not too much concerned about Moxley or Jericho. They've dealt with Punk before. I'm talking more like guys like the guys that pretty much CM Punk want to help get up there, like the Darby Allins and, you know, Hangman Pages and guys like that. So it's good to see CM Punk back. I'm happy. Like I said before, and for the longest time, he's pretty much been my favorite wrestler since, you know, since 05 pretty much. He's been gone, but now that he's back, he's jumped up there because, like I said before, and I know people are like, well, it ain't WWE, yeah, but WWE, let's be honest, they'll bring him back and turn him into a Goldberg or Brock Lesnar type deal, and CM Punk can't be the actual CM Punk. The only way we're going to see the actual CM Punk is if we see him in AEW pretty much, and this is going to be good for WWE because they're going to have to up their game now because they know this guy is fucking awesome on the mic. Like, share, subscribe, folks. Until then, I'm out.